street sometime. You spy some hollow ancient eyes. Please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there, say hello. Say hello.
Thank you. again. We had a great time.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Radio. I'm Mike McNamara. I'm your host, and we finished up that set with a great live version of White Freightliner Blues by Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. White Freightliner Blues was written by Townes Van Zandt, the great Texas singer-songwriter. And, of course, Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings are both singer-songwriters and really good ones at that. So that's their version of White Freightliner Blues by Townes Van Zandt. And that, I believe that live version is on their, it's called the Revelator Collection album that came out in 2002. And I hope you noticed that David Rawlings was just tearing it up on acoustic guitar there. Man, what a great picker he is. Before that, you heard Jeffrey Folkalt, who's a singer-songwriter himself, doing a really nice version of Hello in There, which was written by John Prine. And so Jeffrey Folkalt actually did a tribute album to John Prine that's called Shoot the Moon Right Between the Eyes. And that came out back in 2009, and he covers every song on the album is a John Prine song, and it's a really good album. I really like Jeffrey Folkalt's voice, and that's a nice version of Hello in There. Before that, Mary McCaslin, and I'm not sure Mary McCaslin is playing much music much anymore, but that's her version of Pinball Wizard with some great Clymer banjo she's playing along with singing it. And that's on her Old Friends album, came out in 1996. And, of course, Pinball Wizard was written by Pete Townsend of The Who. That was part of a rock opera that came out in the 60s called Tommy. Pinball Wizard is about Tommy, the great pinball player. But I love that version, too, especially with the Clawhammer banjo. Okay, well, let's move into some more music here. Again, I'm playing cover songs. Next artist I've got is an artist from Austin, Texas, I've wanted to play for a while. His name is Bob Schneider. He's kind of an icon down in Austin. He does both kind of acoustic solo music, and he's in bands. He was the former lead singer with a band called the Ugly Americans. And this is going to be Running on Empty, which of course was written by Jackson Browne, and I just really like this version. It's kind of more laid back than Jackson did it, and this is off of the, it's called Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne. That's an album that came out in 2014. That's a it's covers of Jackson Browne songs, a tribute album to him. Got some great artists doing Jackson Browne songs. Don Henley's on there, Bruce Springsteen, Lucinda Williams, two discs. So check that out. So Bob Schneider doing Running on Empty.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheels. Looking back at the years gone by, like so many summer fields. In 85, I was 17, running up the 101. I don't know where I'm running now, I'm just running on. Running on,
running on empty,
running on,
running by,
rolling into the sun, but running behind. Gotta do what you can just to keep your love alive. Try not to confuse it with what you do to survive.
89, I was 21. Called the road my own. I don't know when the road turned on to the road I'm on. Running on.
Running on empty.
Running on. Everywhere I'll go, people need some reason to believe. If it takes all night, that'll be alright. If I can get you to smile before I leave. Under my wheels, I don't know how to tell you all just how crazy this life feels. I look around for the friends I used to turn to pull me through. Looking into their eyes, I see that they're running too. Running on. Stick around, but I'm running behind. You know I don't even know what I'm hoping to find. I'm running into the sun, but I'm running behind.
Thank you. Monkman's choir. Come on up to the house. Don't life seem nasty, brutish and short? Come on up to the house. Well, the seas are stormy, you can't find no port. Come on up to the house, yeah, you got to come on up to the house.
Someday, my baby, when I am a man, others have shown me the best that they can. Sell me a suit and cut off my hair and send me to work in tall buildings. And it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye the flowers, and goodbye to you. Off to the subway, I must not be late, going to work in tall buildings. Goodbye to you. Off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm happy to be here with you. So we finished that set with Joy Kills Sorrow. They're a young band from, I believe, the Boston area. And what a great sound, great singing, great banjo playing, mandolin playing. They're all really accomplished musicians. And that was a cover version of Such Great Heights. That was a song that was written by the Postal Service. And the Postal Service is a band with Ben Gibbard, who, of course, plays with Death Cab for Cutie, and also Jimmy Tamborello, who is an electronic musician. And they play with the Postal Service, and they wrote that song, Such Great Heights. And Joy Kills Sorrow put that version on their Wide Awake album that came out back in 2013. Before that, Gregory Alan Isikoff, and he's doing a cover of In Tall Buildings, which was written by John Hartford. A lot of people don't realize, but John Hartford was a great songwriter. He wrote Gentle on My Mind, that, of course, Glenn Campbell made famous. But he wrote a lot of other really good songs. He was a great instrumentalist, you know, fiddle and banjo, but also a great songwriter. That was In Tall Buildings, Gregory Alan Isikoff. And then you also heard Sarah Giroux doing an outstanding version of Come On Up to the House. And that's a Tom Waits song. Tom Waits, he's kind of like the songwriter. You know, he's got that deep gravelly voice that a lot of times people can't get behind that. But behind that is really some great, great songwriting, great lyrics. And that's a good example right there. So Sarah Giroux had that song Come On Up to the House on her Song Up in Her Head debut album that came out back in 2009. Great version there. Okay, so next up, I wanted to play a little blues. And this is going to be the song St. Louis Blues, covered by Doc and Merle Watson. St. Louis Blues was written by W.C. Handy, who a lot of people consider the father of the blues. He was an interesting African-American that was played in bands. I believe he played the trumpet, but he also took it upon himself to go out and chronicle, you know, blues musicians, people playing blues in the rural areas in the Mississippi Delta, for example. And so he wrote it all down. And so that really allowed the blues genre to evolve from there. So I wanted to play an example of that. And so this is going to be the W.C. Handy song St. Louis Blues, played by Doc and Merle Watson.
Never seen this town. And if I feel tomorrow like I'm feeling today, yeah, if I feel tomorrow like I'm feeling today, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my getaway. Love that St. Louis woman, she wears a diamond ring, and she lead me all around by her apron string. And if it wasn't for her powder, not store-bought pain. That St. Louis gal wouldn't look like what she ain't. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. Oh, that woman got a heart like a rock in the bottom of the sea. Yeah, that St. Louis woman done made a fool out of me.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But it's all right, it's all just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. And I don't know so not been bettered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. And I don't know a dream that's not been shattered. dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was dying. Oh, we come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon, and we come in the age's most uncertain hour, and sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right. You can't be tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some rest.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Mike McNamara. Glad to be with you. So we had last song was Sean Colvin just doing a beautiful version of American Tune, of course written by Paul Simon, and that was recorded way back in the early '60s by Simon and Garfunkel. Wanted to play a Paul Simon cover because I just heard that I guess Paul Simon's doing his last tour this year, his farewell tour. He's kind of decided that he doesn't want to be on the road after all these years, but what a great, great songwriter Paul Simon has been. Before that, a lively version of Union Maid, which was written by Woody Guthrie. That was the Old Crow Medicine Show. I just love that. I love that version of Union Maid. And that was Old Crow Medicine Show put that on their big Iron World album. And then we started with Doc and Merle Watson doing some great, great picking of St. Louis Blues. Okay, well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so I wanted to remind you that you are listening to community-supported KKRN Radio, 88.5 FM. And we rely on folks like you to help out and volunteer and give support to this station so we can keep all this great programming on the air. And we're kind of one big family. So if you want to become part of the listener supporter family, there's a couple ways you can do that. We've got a website, and you can go to our website, which is kkrn.org. And you can click on the donate button there. If you want to mail a check in to become a listener supporter, you can do that to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. The zip code is 96065. Also, you could call us at 530-337-1101 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio, or just to call and learn more about us. If you get the answering machine, just leave us a short voicemail, and we'll get back to you. I'd love to hear from you. And I would love to hear from you, too. If you've got some comments on this show, Open Mic, I'd love to hear what you have to say. If you got some songs you want to hear, some recommendations from for the show, I'd love to hear that, too. So give us a call. Feel free to give us a call. Okay, we've got some time for some more music here. I wanted to play a version of If I Needed You, which was written by Townes Van Zandt. It's a really beautiful song, and this is a great version of it by Mumford & Sons, the British band. and it's a live version from the World Cafe. Mumford & Sons doing "If I Needed You," and like I said, this is a live version.
And the morning's born, the morning's born with the lights of love. And you'll miss sunrise if you close your eyes. And that would break my heart in two if I needed. Would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? 'Cause if you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. Baby's with me now, since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Lupin lillegree, she's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find. And if I need, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? 'Cause if you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
So once again, thanks for listening to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Radio. We're almost at the top of the hour. Up next is Stuck in the Psychedelic Era with The Hermit. So stay tuned for that. That's a great show. And I'm going to take you out with Richie Havens' version of Here Comes the Sun, which was, of course, written by George Harrison of the Beatles. Thanks again for listening to Open Mic. I'm Mike McNamara. We appreciate you listening in to KKRN Community Radio.
Thank you. This is Andrew Gibson for KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM.
Programming on KKRN is brought to you in part by Bernie Disposal. Bernie Disposal has been a supporter of free speech and a healthy, informed community since 1977. They are your community resource for all.